fighting for America.
You've got tremendous love for this country, Kevin, and the people of Idaho. And anybody that has had a chance to be able to get to know you, even just listening to you on the radio, knows you got a heart of gold, man. And we all appreciate it.
Fighting for Idaho.
Hey, thanks again, Kevin, and thanks to Idaho. You know, we appreciate you and the community, obviously. Appreciate you guys all the time. I'm just another one.
Fighting for you.
Everybody isn't Kevin Miller, and I'm not just saying this. I said this behind your back. You are one of the best in the entire country. I know that for a fact. But you are an exception, sadly, a big exception to what our industry's become.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, living the dream with you here at 580 KIDO to 805. As we start the day, hour number four, believe it or not. Remember, if you miss any of our hours, especially the back and forth concerning news about your money with Dave Petso, always available at 580kido.com, our podcasts. Whenever people kind of find us out there, I was going, do you have a podcast? Yes, we have a podcast. We have live show notes as well that I blog nonstop while doing this program. So we would love for you to check that out and give us a click. And better yet, I'm always looking for more friends because gosh knows I need some friends. I'd love to be your friend on Facebook. Kevin Miller there. We'd love for you to like the station, 580KIDO on Facebook or KIDO AM Boise. Joining us now, the agent provocateur of the Treasure Valley, Alma the Anti-Fracker. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin, and congratulations on your award. That's fabulous. I cannot think of a more deserving person.
Alma, thank you. We appreciate that. And for people just tuning in and wondered what that meant, it's the Media Market Marconi Personality of the Year. A lot of you will say, I didn't know you had a personality. Neither did I, but in all formats, it's awarded by the National Association of Broadcasters, whether it's country, whether it's Top 40, whether it's Music of Your Life. They awarded this program because of its community work and its impact. So we thank everyone who's listened, everyone who's a sponsor, and people like you, Alma, that believe so and contribute. So what's up with this? There's a bomb going off in Idaho?
Well, on Thursday night, the Payette County Planning and Zoning Commission approved a conditional use permit application for what Alta Mesa is calling ancillary processing and hydrocarbon transportation. Basically, I'll call it what it is, a refinery and a rail spur to export their natural gas liquids and condensate. And anybody who knows anything about hydrocarbons knows that the NGLs and the condensates are extremely volatile, extremely explosive. And in fact, it was a train of that nature that exploded in that little small town in Canada and killed 47 people last July a year ago. So it's certainly something to be extremely concerned about.
Well, I think you've called it the bomb train.
It is. Well, they'll load on this rail spur. They will be loading the natural gas liquids in the condensate. And, yes, we will have the equivalent of bomb trains rumbling through New Plymouth, through Fruitland, through Payette. And very few people know about it because the county of Payette only requires that landowners within 300 feet be notified. So there's lots and lots and lots of homes all through those cities and on down the line that are near and adjacent to those rail tracks, which will be carrying this highly volatile, highly explosive condensate.
Now, don't we have bomb trains going through Idaho all the time?
You know, the probably out on the main lines, we do have some. It's hard to get an exact answer. It's like, you know, the rail industry and certainly the oil and gas industry does not want people to know. They would prefer that we be in the dark. So it's hard to get exact answers, but to my knowledge, there are none that run, you know, take this little rail line that actually runs, you know, from Banks, it goes through Emmett, it comes down through Payette, New Plymouth, and Fruitland. To my knowledge, there are none that run down that line.
So now, as far as this line goes, does it go through any main towns at all?
Well, you know, this is a spur, and it's by a company out of Texas, owned by a company out of Texas, and Rio Grande, I believe, is their name. And like I said, it's hard. I have not been able to get an exact answer yet. In fact, if anybody out there knows the answer, I'd love to hear from them.
Now, wait a minute here at 580K IDO. Alma the Anti-Fracker, you're telling me you don't have any information yet. We've got this press release from you or whomever else, the bomb train, and you don't have details? Who do you think you are, the host?
That's the details, Kevin, are that the Payette County Planning and Zoning approved the conditional use permit that would allow Alta Mesa to build this facility on a 35-acre parcel of prime irrigated farm ground just outside the city impact limits in the city of New Plymouth. And it was actually a packed hearing, and you had almost every homeowner around there testifying in opposition to it, and it didn't seem to make any difference at all. They decided they were going to, I don't know who decided that 35 acres of prime farm ground would be a good location for such a highly industrialized use. If you're going to build something like this, put it in an area that other industrialized uses, not out in the middle of farm ground surrounded by farms and ranches and homes.
Alma, the Anti-Fracker, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580K IDO. Do you think that the people run the state, or when you've looked into fracking, when you've looked into mining, has big business taken over?
It has. You know, I hate to say it, Kevin, but the corporations have taken over. And I'll give you a prime example of that. When we were, I have a binder that these applications are in, because I should also add that not only was there an application for a conditional use permit, there was also an application for a rezone to rezone this prime ag irrigated farm ground into highly industrialized use, which they tabled that discussion until next month. But in this application, there is page after page after page that basically say, oh, well, we'll provide that after construction. Now, if you or I went down to the county of Payette or the city of Star or wherever and just handed them over a blank application and a check for a permit fee and said, we want to build something, do you think they let us do that? I don't think so. You know, and it's I have seen this repeatedly. It's like the energy companies walk in and get whatever they want, things that you or I as private landowners or homeowners would never be allowed to do. And you know, and if they're going to play, the playing field should be equal. They should have to abide by all the same rules, laws, and regulations that everybody else has to. And that, I can tell you definitively, is not the case.
Let's go to the phones with Alma the Anti-Fracker. If you have a question concerning fracking or the bomb train, we'd love to hear from you. Let's go to the international playboy, Pat from Middleton at 580K IDO.
First, I'd like to congratulate Mr. Marconi back to Idaho from his ventures and his award-winning trip.
Well, thank you, sir. We couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, well, I appreciate all you've done, and I won't sugarcoat it, baby, but you're the man. You're a medium personality, far out.
Well, a medium personality, thank you.
Hey, poor Alma, she can't help it. She's just a liberal and just doesn't know any better. She obviously doesn't see a lot of trains go by her property, or else she'd know that the extreme words using bomb trains are driving by her house all the time. They're black, they hold propane, they hold oil, they hold ammonium sulfide or ammonium sulfate, or for fertilizer. She doesn't realize what's crossing her path all the time. And I don't think so. We live on propane here in rural country. How do you think they're getting the propane to people's homes and cabins up in the mountains by truck, by rail, the back of pickup trucks? We have propane tanks. We have pressurized oxygen tanks being split. Come on, Alma. Don't be so dramatic. You know what? Let's make some money in Idaho and stop shipping stuff into our state. Let's start shipping it out. Start making some money, helping these farmers make money on their property. Quit being an idiot. And I mean it.
You're calling Alma the Anti-Fracker an idiot?
I'm calling her an idiot because she acts like nothing is coming into Idaho on rail or by truck. Let me tell you, rail's the safest way to ship stuff.
Well, let's...
People are driving these big propane tanks all over the paint.
Well, let's let her respond to you calling her a name there, Timmy.
Because she's an idiot. She's not. Idiot means lack of knowledge.
Wow.
Understanding of the
Well, thank you for the definition of idiot, Alma. What do you say to Pat calling you an idiot?
Well, good morning, Pat. I hope you have a great day.
Liberal.
Now, Alma, are you a liberal?
Actually, you know what, Pat? I think I'm probably more conservative than most of the people that occupy seats in our state house. I'm also a farmer. I'm also a business owner.
So if you
have all of this information, Pat, about all of these rail shipments, why don't you put it in an email form and send it to me? Because I'd love to see it. And as far as those rolling by my houses, no, I don't see them. And I know for a fact that they're not loading those rail cars near my home or my farm, which is a highly, highly, highly concerning activity because things happen.
Alma, how do you think they get propane to those distribution tanks?
You know, and the other thing, Pat, let me correct you. You are absolutely not correct. It is not the safest way to transport hydrocarbons.
The safest way to transport hydrocarbons is via pipelines.
Do you know that the city of Santa Barbara will not allow rail cars and bomb trains to come through their city? Did you know that? They did a 3-year study because they were concerned about their residents.
Well, you know what? Go back to California and live in Santa Barbara where it's safer for you. This is Idaho where people live.
I've never lived in Santa Barbara, Pat, but thank you for the offer.
Go back to California and cause problems there.
All right. Anything else that you want to say, Pat?
I live in the country, and I have to have propane delivered.
And you like the bombs going off.
You know what? I haven't seen one go off yet. But they're driving around in big old trucks through our cities all the time, and I don't see many issues.
All right.
Pat
from Middleton laying the smackdown. Alma, what say you at 580KIDO?
Well, you know, I have to admire Pat for his tenacity and the fact that, you know, he's entitled to his opinion. Thank God, you know, we still are allowed to have those in America as of today. I'm not sure about tomorrow, but, you know, I obviously don't agree with him. And the fact that we don't hear about what happens, that's because these guys are just getting ramped up. I guarantee you that we're going to have lots of problems, lots of accidents, lots of spills.
It's supposed to be optimistic in the morning. Alma, please stand by. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll hear more from Alma, who's predicting a lot of trouble with the bomb trains going off in Idaho. And do you agree with her or Pat from Middleton when it comes to big money, big energy controlling the jet?
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning as we continue on. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Alma the Anti-Fracker joining us. She says she's a conservative. Pat calls her a liberal. But this is important information that we discuss, right, Alma?
Oh, absolutely. And I'd just like to read something here for Pat.
We never do read along in the morning. That's somebody else.
Well, this is just, I want to make sure that I get it. And it's just a sentence. It basically, it says, you know, this is a publication. This is from the city of Santa Barbara.
Oh, my gosh. If you're going to read it, please.
I know transporting natural gas liquids has been identified as the highest risk to public safety associated with oil and gas development. An accidental release of natural gas liquids while in transport may result in the following hazards, pole fires, fireballs, vapor cloud fires, vapor cloud explosions, and boiling liquid and expanding vapor explosions. And all of those have very long definitions, which I won't.
Okay, we go to Dorian with Alma the Anti-Fracker with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Dorian.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good. Good morning. Welcome.
Well, I have 2 points of contention. The first thing is, as far as natural gas goes, it's flowing underneath our streets at this very minute, so maybe she wants to get off the planet. It's absolutely everywhere. It's not only in the streets, but it's also in the ground because that's where it comes from. So even the ground, I guess, isn't safe. Point number two is the EPA is incredibly strident. My husband has been working with environmental spill containment and compliance for about 8 years now and visits the Marsalis, the Bakken, Eagle Ford, and the EPA has their thumb down on everything. So if the EPA, which we know, you know, is not a friend of fracking, is involved in this, there's going to be more safety mechanisms than are probably even necessary or needed.
Alma?
Well, Dorian, I appreciate your comments. However, the reality is that the oil and gas industry is exempted from major sections of most of the federal environmental laws, including the Safe Drinking Water Act. So, no, the EPA does not have – in fact, you know, one of the things that
I'm going to have to interrupt you simply because we work in this industry. We understand. We know more about the required regulations than probably some of the people that are working for the EPA, and they are incredibly strident. There are thousands of pages that have to be required to comply with.
I didn't say they were exempt from all. I said they were exempt from major portions of the federal environmental law.
No, they're not.
You know what? If you want to leave Kevin with your information, I would be happy to email that to you. They are exempt from major portions of the Clean Air Act. They are exempt
from the Clean Water Act.
They are exempt from major portions of the CERCLA. They are exempt from major portions. No, I'm sorry, Doreen, but you are absolutely incorrect.
No, I'm not. I work in this industry. This is what I do for a living.
They're also exempt from aggregate reporting limits under the Clean Air Act. Did you know that?
Yes, I do know that, but you can gas off.
Thank you for just making my point.
There's not a problem with gassing off. Well, you do it every day. Before they weren't exempt.
Now it says it's not a problem. So which is it, Dorian? Are they exempt or not? Because that is what you were saying, that they are not. They are exempt. You know that, and I know that.
Different in every situation, because as you well know, each person that deals with an EPA person deals with a person. They're not dealing with just the law. They're dealing with implications as well. So unless you can interpret things just the way the EPA advisor does, then you're out of bounds. You really are. You're out of bounds, and you're taking a situation that could place extremely prosperous. Have you been to the Bakken? Have you been to Eagle Ford? Have you been to the Marsalis?
Yes, I have been. I haven't been to the Bakken. I've been to the Eagle Ford, and I've been to the Marsalis. And so the answer to your question, I've talked to lots of people who have been extremely adversely impacted, who have lost their well water, who have lost all value to their property. So yes, the answer is yes, I have been.
You're talking about one in a thousand. The rest of the people there are very well off, and they're doing very well. You don't want to bring that prosperity to Idaho. And that's really sad that you're trying to stop people from prospering.
Water supplies in the Marsalis and the Eagle Ford.
All right, Dorian, now we're going to put you on hold. We'll get your contact information. Please give that to Ray. Maybe we can have you both in here as we continue on. We go to Ronnie and Caldwell at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ronnie.
Oh, man, dude. You know, this is like a bad cat fight gone out of control. I want to tell this chick here, you know, every time you come on the air, all you do is cause trouble. Do you realize that?
Well, Ronnie, if you call providing information to folks causing trouble, then I guess you could say that. I like to refer to it as educating people as to what's happening on the ground here in Payette County.
Here's the thing, Missy. I think you're just dabbling in a man's world, and you ought to back out of it, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know what, Ronnie? Let me tell you something. You're right. I am dabbling in a man's world. I will freely agree with you about that. And in Idaho in particular, that's pretty much a given to begin with. However, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't be battling in Idaho, and a lot of other people shouldn't be battling Idaho, because, you know, there's a reason we live here. There is a reason I live in the country. And let me tell you this, Ronnie, if I wanted to live in the middle of a highly industrialized facility, I would have bought my farm at the end of the Boise Airport runway, okay? I choose to live out in a rural farm country because I want to live in rural farm country. I don't want to live in the middle of an industrialized area. If I did have, then I would have bought in the middle of a highly industrialized area.
I think the same thing about Pat from Middleton said to you. I don't think we really want you here is what you're not getting. Why don't you just pack up and go back to Santa Barbara?
I'm not from Santa Barbara. I'm from Kentucky, but I appreciate your kind offer.
Kevin, can you make sure she doesn't come back on again, please? Thank you.
All right, Ronnie. We've heard the same about you for many years. Tea Party Bob, Gem State Patriot at 580KIDO.
Morning, Kevin. How are you doing? Nice to have you back. Congratulations on your award.
It's good to be home.
It's good to have you back. We've really missed you.
I've missed home.
Yes, I know. Home. It's something that we all miss when we're gone too long. Just a few comments for Alma. You know, Alma, it's okay to put a red flag up when you see something that could be potentially dangerous happening in your community, but you're not just a Paul Revere. You're a fearmonger. You did the same thing when you started talking about fracking. You knew there was no fracking going on in Idaho, yet you continued to profess that it was an imminent danger. I respect you for alerting people and getting them involved, but the fear-mongering with bomb trains and tainted water are not what the people want to hear. I agree the big business will try to push laws through that will benefit them, but it doesn't mean that we need to stop progress. What we need to do is to make sure we have the right legislators in office who are going to actually listen to stand up for us and for the people of Idaho. I applaud you for bringing the potential problems, but I admonish you for your fear-mongering. And if you want to be safe from everything except wandering shooters who kill students, move to Santa Barbara.
Well, my gosh, maybe we should take up a collection for Alma's move to Santa Barbara. But
Tea Party Bob, thank you for the call. Quickly, Alma, your final thoughts.
Well, my final thoughts are this, Kevin. You know, we should be concerned because we haven't had accidents here yet. That's because these guys are just getting ramped up. And Bob's right. They're not fracking here yet, but we only have one well in production. And they're going to, I guarantee you, they're going to frack it or acidize it as soon as that production falls off. So a lot of these other wells that they're bringing online, they may frack or acidize. So they'll either blow the source rock into tiny pieces or they'll melt it. I'm not sure which is worse, quite frankly. But as far as fear-mongering, it's called educating people. And all you have to do, there was a study that just came out today, Kevin, out of Texas. A team of researchers from five different universities concluded that gas drilling operations had impacted the wells, multiple wells in the Marcellus and in the Eagle Ford formation. So the information's out there. People just have to go out and do the research. If it's happening in other parts of the country, it's going to happen here. We're not exempt from what's going to happen. And by the way, the source of that contamination was well casing failure.
Alma, that'll have to be the last word. We need to have you back.
Oh, no problem, Kevin. Thank you so much. And again, congratulations on your award. You really deserve it.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
We'll be back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men,
men, men, men, men, men, men, manly men.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, live from Cloverdale Funeral Home, Cemetery, Crematorium, as we start the day here with a very special tribute to American veterans, American service folks. We're looking at the trailer of The Traveling Wall coming out. Freedom is not free. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin. Yeah, it's when you first said this, like, what? Where are you? What's going on? What exactly is going on out there today?
Well, today at 8 o'clock, a group of veterans, volunteers, will come out and start assembling a replica of the traveling wall. And there will also be panels recognizing the conflicts, the wars that we've all been in. There'll be a big ceremony this evening. And we would invite people to come out today. It will be here for quite some time, till the 21st, to honor Americans, veterans, and American heroes, and people that we've lost. And it is just something that, you know, really I struggle really to comprehend and to talk about when we think of the sacrifices of those that paid the ultimate price.
You know, you think about the actual wall on the Vietnam Memorial in D.C., one of the most moving places I've ever been in my life when I saw that. It was one of those jaw-droppers. It was kind of like, oh, my goodness, this is a smaller replica. But even still, if you've never had a chance or will not have a chance to get back to D.C., it's a must-see to go out and to realize all of the people who lost and gave their life in the Vietnam conflict. And it truly is a spectacle that's worth going out to see. And is it what time? I think it's officially dedicated tonight, is it not?
Right. The ceremony starts at 5 o'clock. And again, the American Veterans traveling tribute here, Cloverdale Funeral Home, Cloverdale and Fairview this morning will be here. And you know, you just take a look at this thing and honor, respect, remember, and that's what we'll be doing till the 21st right here at Cloverdale Funeral Home.
If am I correct, of course, there at Fairview and Cloverdale, is it called the Chapel of the Chimes?
It is.
I think that's
it
the official name of it out there. So good to have, well, I was going to say good to have you back, but you're not. You're out again. You were out yesterday at the schools, and now you're out again today. We just keep you out of the building. Works
well,
out good,
you know,
for us.
But let me put it to you this way. I'm no Larry Gebert.
Well, that's true. He does it every day, which you have to appreciate that. I mean, you turn on the TV and see him out, it's like, oh, Larry's out again. There's so much that goes into being out.
My favorite Larry and his adventures is when he's at a play or it's Halloween and the ghosts and goblins, and there's Larry being the straight man, and there's a ghoul or a witch that comes up behind him, or they're practicing Shakespeare at 5 in the morning, because you really have to give them something to view. You can't just sit there and go, well, hello, everybody.
Yeah, here we are and looking at a stage. Yeah, that's
right.
True. But a lot of work that goes into it, and for you as well, for the techs, and that's part of that community service. It was recently recognized and honored, the fact of getting out in the community. So tip of the hat there again.
Thank you. We're tipping the hat and rolling. Has the NFL taken over the world? It's not like we have ISIS. It's not like we have anything else. It's Adrian Peterson, now an Arizona Cardinal, a Carolina Panther. You know, these guys weren't choir folks to begin with.
No, and I think that really is, somebody asked me yesterday going, oh, my goodness, what's wrong with the NFL players? And I said to him, this is nothing new. This has been going on, but because of social media now, you can't get away with what you used to, quote-unquote, get away with when it comes to publicity. If you are a public figure, be ready to be exposed. If you don't expose yourself on your own Twitter site, somebody else will expose you. And it's just the way the world works now. And some of these guys who I consider, you know, to be thugs are getting exposed. Will it change and modify the NFL? You bet it will. It will college sports. You got Jameson Winston from Florida State, he's in trouble now.
And, you know, we can't repeat or even come close to what he actually said, but here you have the star quarterback. I guess it's like the fifth time he's been in trouble, and he said something inappropriate. Now, is this I guess it's a culmination of everything that he's done, the sexual assault charges brought against him, the shoplifting, mm-hmm. everything else. I guess you can't express yourself in America, even if though it was a vulgar expression. What are your thoughts on what he said? You just have to Google it or go to Deadspin that will tell you what he said.
Well, no, you can express yourself, but you have to understand there are consequences that go with your behavior. And I tried to teach my kids that. I tried to teach that to my, I'm trying to teach it to my grandkids as well. There are consequences that go with your behavior. And if you're going to behave like an idiot, especially if you're in the public eye, you'll be held accountable for it. But no,
right.
He's welcome to say whatever he wants. But understand there's consequences to pay for what you say. Ask Natalie Maines.
Yeah. No, but I go back to Jameis and his press conference yesterday. It really didn't seem like, he got it.
No, these people, and I'm not just athletes, you have singers involved, I look at the different people, they surround themselves with people that tell them, you're the greatest ever, to where they hear it long enough. I mean, Justin Bieber's the perfect example. The kid, I don't even know what he does to be famous, but he is surrounded with people that are paid to tell him how great he is. And so what winds up happening is that they live in a little fantasy world that they're shocked when they're held accountable.
When they get the smack.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what? Don't you know who I am? I'm the greatest. I know because this goober over here who's paid to say it just told me I was.
Right.
So, it's the world they live in and the price they pay for fame, I guess.
I suppose, but, again, it comes down to personal behavior, accountability. Is that lost today? I mean, on one hand, we live in such an overly politically correct world, and before, the locker room and other places, where it was a refuge where you could say whatever you want. What was it? The 49ers quarterback got flagged for allegedly saying a bad word. You can't even say a bad word on the gridiron anymore.
Well, Coach Pete was famous for saying this when he was here at Boise State, and it's something that I have tried to pass on as well because it's a great saying. Always do what's right, even when nobody's watching. Because there's a lot of people that want to be do-gooders when they know the cameras are on, but when they think they're alone, they think they can behave another way. And you know what? That behavior will catch up with you.
Eventually.
Yeah. And in this day and age, maybe a little sooner than you think. Because it's amazing how much you are on camera every day.
Right.
Big Brother's watching.
Well, speaking of Big Brother at 580K IDO, did you watch it last night?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
Big Brother, of course, one of the hit shows on CBS for those of you keeping track at home.
Yep, watch that and watch the finale of America's Got Talent. And I will say this on Big Brother, if you're a watcher of that show, if the cop, who hasn't revealed the fact he's a cop, Derek, doesn't win it, it's a shame. One of the most brilliant players of the game I've ever seen.
That, and I think they didn't really have anybody with a strong, dominant personality. Last season, they had people making fun of people because of their sexual orientation, because of their race. You had a lot of type A's. This year, I think they compensated too much. You never had a take-charge personality except our man Caleb, and that was just about it, and even then, he was duped.
Yeah, well, the truth is, there were a number of people in this house, and for those that have not watched the show, they stick all these people in the house, and they have to, kind of vote it out and see, the scheming and conniving that goes on. What you had this year, you had Frankie, you had Caleb, you had a bunch of people who thought they were in charge. They really thought that they were in charge the whole time. They didn't realize they were being manipulated by Derek the whole time. He kept going through it, working and manipulating people, and they, they thought they were in charge, but they weren't.
Right. And, the play to make last week, if I was Caleb, is I would have put the two guys on there, Derek and the other guy.
Oh, absolutely.
And broken them up, and it was funny, the house painter, or the custodian, Donnie, he had it figured out too late for him,
mm-hmm.
but it was amazing how here you have the power and you don't use it, so.
Yeah, that Donnie guy who went a long time ago, he figured out that Derek was the one manipulating everybody, but as soon as Derek found out he knew, bam, he's gone. That's why I say that Derek was one of the best players of this game I've ever seen.
Oh, and I suppose he'll win $500,000.
I would think he probably is deserving of winning it if that's the prize that's offered for that show. And then America's Got Talent last night. That was a great finale. They had some great acts in there.
See, Mrs. Miller likes that show. I don't really care for that show.
I didn't. This is the first year I really started watching it, and I enjoyed it. And I actually enjoyed Howard Stern in it, and at least he's honest.
Yeah, but see, to me, a lot of people listen to Howard Stern and everything else, he's like a lot of people, he's changed his act, if you will, and now all of a sudden he's Howard Stern, he's this, he's that, and he used to make fun of people that way. In fact, that's how he built his career.
Yep, well, sometimes you know what? Big Brother's watching. You gotta adjust. You gotta right. adjust your lifestyle.
Well, that's why he went to, you know, the other place as opposed to terrestrial radio.
Yep. So, you know, kudos to him. He was honest with these people, where some of them are like, oh, you're wonderful. Well, you're watching at home going, are you kidding me? They were horrific. So.
Well, we have that going on. Of course, some news that we've covered on. By the way, we have a brand new fresh hot list that just hit the stands about 2 minutes ago. And apparently the president says, you're going to love this, no boots on the ground. Now his generals are saying, as we reported yesterday, there's going to be boots on the ground. And the president goes, no, there's not going to be boots on the ground. Never mind, as you brought up, we've got boots on the ground about Ebola. Now, I don't know if we're going to call Captain Planet, but what do you make of this?
I'm not sure if our commander in chief is living in a, you know, a fantasy world or not, but I just, you know, if you want to accomplish what needs to be accomplished, you can't just do it with drone strikes.
Well, and by the way, we have our first review of the morning. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, is mad that we're talking about TV, quote unquote, defecation.
Well, get a lawyer, Alan. No, wait, he is one.
Yeah. We don't want to make Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, mad, but.
Well, you know what? Sometimes the manly men sit on the couch, eat chips, and watch TV. It happens.
I could just see the suit he's filing for pain and suffering, mental cruelty or something.
Exactly.
For this segment. Yeah.
Is it the name? Kevin Miller. That's the name.
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Joe. Your traffic tells you coming out of Canyon County and
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are, Cloverdale and Fairview, the Cloverdale Funeral Home, getting ready for the American Veterans Traveling Tribute. They'll start assembling that this morning at 8 o'clock. We'd love for you to come out and join us. We'll be talking to our great heroes today. And if you can't make it this morning, please join us today at 5 for the dedication ceremony. Lots of great folks will be here. By the way, Governor Otto will be joining us this morning as well. And coming up, which is the bigger threat, Ebola or ISIS? Well, let's get you to work safely and on time at 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, is it Ebola? Is it ISIS? Which is the bigger threat? We want to hear from you. Fox News is next. Stay tuned. Stay informed. 580 KIDO.
Serving.